From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base is saying very little about the Tampa woman who brought to light the General Petraeus sex scandal. She lives on Bayshore Boulevard, just a few miles from the base. She'd hosted the former leader of MacDill's CENTCOM at several social events. Bobby O'Brien reports from Tampa.
Jill Kelly, the mother of three children and wife of a surgeon, is described in the news media as a socialite, a social liaison on to MacDill, and as a family friend to retired General David Petraeus, now former CIA director. While investigating Kelly's complaints about the threatening emails from Petraeus's mistress, FBI agents noted that Kelly had received more than 20,000 pages of emails from General John Allen, the current commander of the U.S. war in Afghanistan. Those potentially inappropriate emails were handed over to the Department of Defense for review. In a response to reporter queries, CENTCOM emailed a brief response. Mrs. Kelly has no official position with U.S. Central Command. She is a volunteer and a private citizen, not an employee. Because of this, and because there is an ongoing investigation, we have no additional information to provide. Allen has denied wrongdoing. His confirmation hearing to take over as the next commander of U.S. European Command was delayed. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
Democrat Patrick Murphy is in Washington this week. He's claiming victory against Republican Alan West. Matt Laszlo reports that West is not throwing in the towel just yet.
Freshman orientation is kicking off here in D.C. While unveiling the newest Democrats in the House, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi chose only one spokesperson for the newest members of her caucus, Patrick Murphy. In Washington, where optics matter, observers took note that Pelosi chose a Democrat whose opponent has yet to concede.
I am very, very honored to welcome a real fighter for the middle class, a real representative of his generation, Congressman-elect Patrick Murphy.
After a partial recount, Murphy maintains about a 0.6 percentage point lead over Congressman West, just shy of the mark to qualify for an automatic recount. West is fighting on, possibly through the courts. Even so, Murphy says he's trying to set a new tone for the district.
You know, the one message I heard time after time was the need for bipartisanship to reach across the aisle. And that's what we need to do. We have to put our country first.
The Florida Division of Elections is sending three staffers to the 18th district to look into discrepancies with the vote count. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Verizon Wireless is trying to stop cell phone robocalls. The company has filed a federal lawsuit in West Palm Beach. It wants nearly $14 million from a few South Florida companies. The lawsuit focuses on a Fort Lauderdale cruise line that's earned an F rating from the Better Business Bureau. Verizon claims the companies have called nearly 6 million of its 100 million cell phone customers since mid-October. At times, the companies were allegedly making nearly 3,000 calls per minute. Verizon also wants an injunction to halt what it calls illegal marketing. Verizon actually found out about the calls when its own employees started getting them. When they answered, there was the sound of a foghorn. Then free cruises were offered in exchange for taking a survey. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?